Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we are going to talk about one of my favorite sales and marketing channels, email. We're going to talk about the death of spam. We're going to talk about the rise of the relationship that you have with your customer that you can facilitate via email. So you will learn everything about email basics, and then we will go into some more advanced email strategies. We're going to talk about some frameworks, the five C's. We're going to talk about the STAR framework. We're going to talk about an email tech stack. I'm going to speak about segmentation, lead scoring, data-driven email marketing decisions. So we're going to get into a whole bunch of different email things. By the end of this, you're going to understand the mindset shift that you have if you're going to start using email as a tool for your business. We're going to talk about email strategy, crafting good emails, a tech stack, some advanced tactics. Then we'll bring it home with some examples of great emails and email strategies that have been used by other companies that you can go and research yourself and see how effective email can be as a tool. So obviously, everybody listening to this knows email, but the days of spray and pray email marketing are over, and we are all a victim of spray and pray email marketing. I bet that if you go to your email inbox right now, you'll see thousands of spam messages that are not relevant to you. You don't know how you got on these lists, and you just try and delete them, unsubscribe, but they just keep coming. This is ineffective email. I don't really know when it was effective, but I guess maybe when email was just starting out and there wasn't 1,000 people doing it, if you got an advertisement for something that seemed relevant to you or slightly relevant, maybe conversion rates were higher 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever. But right now, spray and pray email, spam email, it's not working. And Gmail in particular is getting really good at throwing your crappy emails over to spam so people don't even see them. So you have to start thinking about your subscribers as more than just an address. They are humans with overflowing inboxes, and you are competing for their attention. attention. You're competing for their attention if you're writing a newsletter. Like, I write a newsletter every day, a short business newsletter. I also write a weekly newsletter. But if you're also running marketing campaigns, or if you're running nurturing sequences for past customers, whatever emails you're sending out, you are competing for attention. So to truly succeed with email, you need a paradigm shift. You need to start thinking relationship, not transaction. Every email is a touch point, a chance to build trust, offer value, deepen your connection with the audience. You're going to start thinking about the power of micro commitments. You're going to start asking for small actions, a reply, a click, a social share to get your audience engaged and invested in your brand. Segmentation is going to start to become your superpower. One size fits all emails are for amateurs. Segment your list based on interests, behaviors, demographics, and you're going to tailor your content accordingly. And then you're going to start to understand the Goldilocks principle of frequency. Too many emails, you're annoying. Too few, you're forgotten. So you got to find that sweet spot that keeps you top of mind without overwhelming your subscribers. Now, I know some of you are thinking, why email? Why now? Scott, email is so 2005, but hear me out. While everyone else is chasing the latest trend, the savviest entrepreneurs like you are rediscovering the quiet power of a well-nurtured and curated email list. Here's why email is more relevant than ever. It is a direct line to your customer base. Social algorithms change. Ad costs skyrocket, but your email list, it's yours. You control the message, the timing, the entire customer journey. Email is more relevant because it builds trust, not just transaction. Email allows you to create a relationship with your audience over time, sharing valuable insights, personal stories, and yes, even your failures. This builds trust that converts casual readers into raving fans, and the ROI is insane. So according to the Direct Marketing Association, email marketing has an average return of $42 for every $1 spent. Show me another channel that can match that. Now, there is an art to email. There's more than just buy now. The biggest mistake I see entrepreneurs make is treating their email list like a billboard, constantly shouting, buy this, buy that. It's the digital equivalent of a pushy salesperson, and it repels people. Instead, think of your email list as a garden. You need to nurture it with care, providing it with the right nutrients, which is valuable content, and sunlight, which is consistent communication, to help it flourish. This means you segment like a pro. Your audience isn't a monolith. You use data to segment subscribers based on interest, purchasing history, or engagement level, and tailor your emails accordingly. You're going to apply the 80-20 rule. So 80% value, 20% promotion. Share insights, case studies, behind the scenes glimpses, anything that genuinely helps your audience. Save the hard selling for the remaining 20%, and personalize beyond first names. You can use dynamic content to show subscribers you actually get them. You can recommend products based on past purchases. You can offer exclusive deals to loyal customers, or you can simply address a segmented audience's pain points. So if you are new to email marketing, here's a nice framework to get you started. Whenever you write an email, remember the 5 C's of effective email marketing: connect, content, call to action, conversion, and consistency. So connect, you want to start with a strong subject line, an opening that grabs attention, sets the tone for the email. Content, you want to deliver valuable, relevant information that your audience actually cares about. Call to action, be clear and direct about what you want your audience to do. Conversion, track and measure your results so you can optimize your campaigns over time. And consistency, maintain a regular sending schedule to stay top of mind with your audience. Now, let's level up your email game, because generic email blasts are the digital equivalent of junk mail. They're annoying, they're ineffective, and they make your brand look lazy. But for the right entrepreneur, email isn't just a tool, it's a weapon. A weapon for building relationships, driving conversions, and turning subscribers into raving fans. But here's the thing. Most of your competitors are still stuck in the dark ages of email. They're sending boring, impersonal messages that get lost in the inbox abyss. But you are going to become an email ninja. Buckle up, it's going to get interesting. So there is untapped power in email. Email has an unfair advantage over almost every other marketing channel. It's direct, it's personal, and it's where your audience actually spends their time. Think about it. When was the last time you scrolled through IG for hours on end? I know you scroll a lot, but not for hours on end. Compare that to the time you spend in your inbox every day. And by the way, if you are spending more time on IG than in your inbox, maybe you find a way to spend a little less time on IG. But if you look at the time the average person spends in their inbox versus on social, it's not even close. But here's the kicker. Email isn't just about open rates and click-throughs. It's about building a connection with your audience one message at a time. It's about delivering value, sparking conversations, and creating a community
around your brand. Now, let's talk about the nurture sequence. This is one of the most powerful email strategies. It's called a nurture sequence. It is a series of emails designed to guide your subscribers through a specific journey, from initial interest to raving fandom. Think of it like a choose your own adventure book for your business. Each email should lead to a specific action, whether it's reading a blog post, downloading a lead magnet, or booking a call. So here is a simple nurture sequence that you can steal. Start with a welcome email. Greet new subscribers, set expectations, and offer a valuable resource like a free ebook or a cheat sheet. Second email, the value email. Deliver on the promises you made in your welcome email. Share actionable tips, insights, or a behind-the-scenes look at your business. Third email, the social proof email. Highlight testimonials, case studies, or user-generated content to build trust and credibility. Fourth email, the offer email. Promote your product or service and explain how it can solve your subscribers' problems. And fifth email is the last chance email. It creates a sense of urgency by offering a limited time discount or bonus. Keep in mind, this is just a starting point. You're going to customize your nurture sequence to fit your specific goals and specific audience. You could also have multiple nurture sequences. And by the way, that 5C framework that we mentioned at the beginning, you are always going to apply that to your nurture sequence and any other type of sequence that you create. Now, the second thing that you have to think about, there's so many things you can think about when you're thinking about email, but the second thing that is very important is how to convert people. Because if you're going to be running email, it is a marketing and sales strategy. Eventually, it has to convert into paying customers. And the key to converting subscribers into customers is to understand their pain points, their desires, and their motivation.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
What keeps them up at night? What are their biggest challenges? What are they hoping to achieve? Once you understand your audience, again, doesn't matter what kind of email sequence you're creating, once you understand your audience, you can tailor your email content to speak directly to their needs. This means ditching generic templates and writing emails that sound like they're coming from a real human being, because they are. Now let's dive into the nitty-gritty of crafting emails that don't just get opened, but actually compel action. So great, you have your five C's, you have your nurture sequences, but how do you actually get somebody who's reading an email to do something? Well, this is where the STAR framework comes in. So STAR, S-T-A-R, forget clickbait. You need a framework that respects your audience's time while delivering irresistible value. I call it STAR. STAR is an acronym for subject line, teaser, actionable content, relevant call to action. So STAR, subject line, your email's headline. It has to be intriguing, relevant, and ideally personalized. Some tools even allow you to A-B test different subject lines to see what resonates best. Teaser, the first few lines of your email. This is where you hook the reader and make them want to keep reading. A strong teaser builds anticipation and establishes the email's value proposition. Actionable content. This is the meat of your email. It could be a valuable insight, a mini tutorial, a customer success story, a personal anecdote. The key is to make it actionable, something the reader can implement immediately. And then lastly, the relevant call to action. You'll also see this called a CTA, right? Call to action. Don't leave your readers hanging. Tell them what you want them to do next. Click a link, reply to the email, share your content, etc. Make the CTA clear, concise, and aligned with the email's purpose. So here is an example. Obviously, endless examples for this STAR framework in action, but here is an example. So the subject line could be something like, the one thing I wish I knew before, and then insert the subscriber's pain point. Teaser could be, this simple shift in my thinking transformed my, pick a relevant metric, and it can do the same for you. The actionable content, a step-by-step guide, a case study breakdown, or a personal story illustrating the insight. And lastly, the relevant CTA. Click here to download the free guide template, apply to this email, and tell me your biggest takeaway, or you can say something like, share this email with a friend who needs to hear this. See, super simple. You just have to think through the STAR framework every time you write an email so that you check all the boxes and you're not wasting your time. Now, the next thing that you're going to ask is, Scott, what about the tech that makes email easy? What are the tools that I need to use? Well, luckily, you don't need a fancy degree in coding to send a great email. So a few tools that make this easy, you'll need an email service provider, otherwise known as an ESP. So these platforms handle everything from list management to automation to analytics. So popular options could include ConvertKit or Klaviyo or ActiveCampaign. If you are sending a newsletter, you may have heard of Substack or Beehive. There's content creation tools. So Canva is for designing beautiful visuals, Grammarly for error-free writing, Hemingway helps you write very clear, concise copy. And then lastly, analytics. So Google Analytics and your ESP's built-in analytics provide valuable insights into open rates, click-through rates, subscriber engagement. So you really just need that. So email service provider, content creation tools, and an analytics platform. Remember, whether or not you are writing nurture sequences, deploying the STAR framework, writing a weekly newsletter, email is a conversation, not a monologue. So encourage replies, ask for feedback, make your subscribers feel heard. I personally, if you actually email me, I will read it and I'll try to answer most people that reply back. Sometimes it's hard, but I still try and engage, even if it's just a one or two liner reply, because the more engaged your list is, the more powerful it becomes. Now, let's move into email marketing 2.0. We've established email as the powerhouse channel that it is, explored a framework for crafting compelling emails, equipped you with some essential tools. Let's venture into the realm of email marketing mastery. Engagement campaigns, lead scoring, and data-driven email campaigns. First, let's talk about re-engagement campaigns. So re-engagement campaigns, basically, don't let those who've gone quiet slip away. Re-engagement campaigns can be your secret weapon for rekindling interest and boosting engagement. Here's the playbook. Segmentation. Identify subscribers who haven't opened or clicked your emails in a certain period, for example, 3 to 6 months. Personalized outreach. Craft a series of emails specifically tailored to this segment. it, acknowledge their absence, offer a special incentive, discount, exclusive content, whatever. You could even simply ask for feedback on what they'd like to see from you. The point is, you're trying to get them to re-engage. And lastly, send the last chance email. If initial attempts fail, send a final email letting them know you'll remove them from your list unless they confirm their interest. This helps you maintain a healthy list and it helps improve deliverability. Second advanced topic is lead scoring, where you prioritize your high value prospects. Not all subscribers are created equal. Lead scoring is a system that assigns points to subscribers based on their engagement level, demographics, and behavior. This helps you identify and prioritize high value prospects, tailoring your communications accordingly. So you can identify based on engagement, you give points awarded for opening emails, clicking links, downloading resources, attending webinars, etc. Demographics, so points based on job title, industry, company size, or other relevant factors, and behavior, so points for website visits, product page views, abandoned cart activity, etc. When you assign scores, you can segment your list into hot, warm, and cold leads, allowing you to deliver the right message to the right person at the right time. And lastly, incorporating data-driven decisions. Don't fly blind. Your email marketing platform and analytics tools offer a ton of data that can inform your strategy and drive better results. So start to look at data. Start to look at open rates. Analyze which subject lines and send times resonate with your audience. Start to look at click-through rates. So identify which content and CTAs are most effective. Look at conversion rates. Track which emails lead to sales, signups, or desired actions. And also look at unsubscribes. So pay attention to trends in unsubscribes to identify potential areas for improvement. And use this data to experiment, to iterate, to optimize your campaigns continuously. A/B test different elements. Segment your list further. Refine your approach based on what the numbers tell you. Now, we have reached the final chapter of our email marketing odyssey. I want to pull back the curtains on real-world success stories and provide you with a battle-tested checklist to conquer your own email empire. Here are some brands that you should study that have leveraged email to achieve extraordinary results. Morning Brew. This is a daily newsletter that has amassed millions of subscribers by delivering concise, witty news summaries directly to their inbox. The secret? A conversational tone, a strong community focus, and a referral program that incentivizes sharing. The Hustle. This newsletter was recently acquired by HubSpot. It gained a cult following for its blend of business news, tech trends, and humor. Their email list became a powerful acquisition channel, driving substantial revenue growth. And Glossier. This beauty brand has built a loyal customer base through email marketing that feels more like a chat with a friend than a sales pitch. And their emails are filled with user-generated content, product recommendation, exclusive offers that create a sense of belonging. So to wrap it up, I've distilled everything we've covered into a checklist. This is what we spoke about today. If you want to become better at email, if you want to incorporate email into your business, which you have to, first, you're going to have a mindset shift. You're going to have to embrace email as a relationship building tool, not just a broadcasting platform. You're going to have to develop a strategy. So define your goals, segment your audience, and create a content calendar that delivers consistent value. You're going to have to understand how to craft email. So use the STAR framework, use the 5 C's framework to write emails that get opened, read, and acted upon. You're going to have to understand your tech stack. So choose an email service provider that aligns with your needs and your budget. You're going to start to include some advanced tactics like re-engagement campaigns, lead scoring, and data-driven optimization. And lastly, you will always adopt a human touch. You always prioritize authenticity, personalization, and genuine connection. Email marketing is a marathon, it's not a sprint. It requires patience, persistence, and a willingness to experiment. But when done right, it can be the most powerful asset in your entrepreneurial arsenal. Now, it's your turn to step into the arena. Armed with the knowledge and tools that we've explored, you are ready to create email campaigns that captivate, convert, and take your business to the next level.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.